the truth is that the concerns of the Democratic Labour Party really don't come into the contemplation of my thoughts.
I understand, because, but I'm just saying that if we're talking about the things that Verla should be talking about, then let's talk some DLP business. Because I'm also curious to know whether she has been nominated for St. Lucie, because that is also a rumor that I'm hearing. But the problem is I keep hearing these rumors and I can't get nobody to substantiate them. And every time Straker's Tenantry calls or Alvin calls, all they're telling me is that in the fullness of time, I will hear.
But Peter, you honestly believe that those who would have been voted out on May 24th can return in good conscience with what is being said in the auditorium report under their tenure?
You honestly believe that some of them have any shame?
No.
The only way you say in good conscience, when you say in good conscience, it means the person have shame. You think that good conscience comments apply to Donald Trump? Yeah, no shame.
Then it will be left to the people in the respective constituencies.
Well, there you go, to deal with them a second time. But the point of the matter is that you can't rely on people to have shame because some of them don't have no shame.
You know? I was taught a long time ago, right, that a person dictates the feelings and the feelings, right, direct the behavior. Now, we got to be careful, Peter. And the reason why I'm saying this and calling out this foolishness, right, because human beings have a tendency, Peter, to inherently so, a bias against information that they first heard over and above other things that they hear coming after. So we got to be careful. This whole nonsense with the Wages Protections Act, right, because I won't make the point, Peter, you did A-level law, so you would know this, right, that when the Protection of Wages Act was drafted back in the 60s, the doctrine of informed consent was not given to it. And I heard Verla DePisa, who should know better, is saying that an employee employed by the government of Barbados, that the legislation does not give that person consent to enter any bond arrangement, the boss program, with the government of Barbados. That is rubbish. It is misleading. It is misleading, Peter. And this is nonsense that I do not understand for the life of me. Why people continue to play politics with the life of people? Because that their civil servant, every civil servant that I met, Peter, on the streets of this country and asked them for their opinion on the boss program, all them telling me they can't wait to get involved, Peter. That's what you're hearing everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. That they can't wait to get involved. But we got a handful of people calling up on the Wages Protection Act, quoting one section of subsection 2 of the act that speaks about legal tender. But you know, Peter, at the same time, in the same breath, they're not venturing to go to section 3.2 of the very act that speaks to consent of the same employee as it relates to how the person wants to be paid. So if he got consent to determine how he wants to be paid, he can't go and see a consent, Peter, to determine how he wants to put the money in bonds to.
Yeah, well, that's not
this is the level of nonsense that you hear in this country all the time. And people parading in this country and believing that these people are acting.
The problem is that you are about to have an aneurysm over something which to me is neither here nor there, because I don't really get the impression that a lot of people are taking over Verla on this issue. You probably sat down and you watched the whole video, right? I guarantee you that not a lot of people have watched the entire video of BRD. Because I don't really know that people are really interested in hearing her deal with that issue. What I think they want to hear about is who is going to be nominated to carry the Democratic Labour Party forward. Are you going to go back to the same tired old guard that was beaten worse than any other political organization was beaten in the region? Or alternatively, will you recruit fresh blood? And this is the reason why I'm trying to get some clarity regarding these nominations, because one of the big challenges in the past is that the Democratic Labour Party was dominating in secret. So to nominate George Pilgrim in secret up to the end of the last days, I thought they had learned their lesson and they were going to have primary style nomination processes now. But I keep hearing these rumors that people have already been nominated, and I want to get to the bottom of it. Is it true that Verla DePisa is the nominated representative for St. Lucie? Is it true that Michael Ashley is the nominated representative for St. Philip North? Is there any truth to these things? Because I believe that the people of Barbados who will have to vote for these individuals have a right to know.
Precisely. But more to the point with this same, with this whole nonsense with the wages protection, I want to tell the president of the Democrat Party this morning, right, that the law courts were established to give us a chance to judge the innocence or guilt of an individual, right? So if they believe that the government is on the wrong foot and the government is breaking the law, you understand me? Under the Wages Protection Act, they got recourse. The other point I want to make, Peter, is the public servants in this country. That these people believe that the public servants don't have a right to know. Peter, you can imagine a public servant in the form of a messenger. That has, can you remember, a salary of $2,000 a month, Peter, that get involved in the boss program for over a four-year period, can have a savings of $9,600, Peter, without the 5% promise interest guaranteed by the government of Barbados. Because the point I want to make this morning is that all the noises that you're hearing in the different quarters about the rates of production, that they don't get involved, they may bring in a cent 4 years later and get a public servant, you know. But they won't persuade them not to get involved, you understand me? By giving the impression that the government is breaking the law. Don't forget that the same team is Team Unity. Or what's the name of the Kaiser Franklin's union again?
Unity Labour Union?
I'm not even sure. But, you know, he flipped already, and he talked about the Civil Establishment Act. And quite rightly so, the Prime Minister had to bring some order, because he went quoting from an act that was repealed 13 years ago. But did the level of nonsense that we got tolerate in this country, where people decide that they can be disingenuous to those who want to know the truth. And that's where you have a problem, Peter. Come and speak. If you have nothing to say, I think it would serve the Democrat Labour Party better to its president to keep quiet on certain matters, because they're picking fights that they cannot win. And that's the problem. They keep picking fights that they can't win. What I want here is, because I hear all the talk about the Deputy Commissioner of Police should return his enumerations for the 2 years that he held the position and all such like. We now had an audit general report, Peter. I want to know who can bring back some of this. Because Mr. Williams turned up for his employment every single day, as far as I know. You understand me? I would like to believe that he had worked honestly for it. So I would like to find out through the audit general report who intend to return whatever was taken. Who? Because this can't, and I believe, Peter, that the government of Barbados, led by Mayor Motley, should not go back to the polls in 2023 without handcuffs on but two or three people in this country. Somebody should be held accountable.
You get one already, so one more than one.
No, but he got whole overseas. Don't forget.
Right. Handcuffs. They don't got a nationality.
Don't forget, guys, the mayor said that if you try here, that it'd be a flat
Maybe a few of them then need to travel, because there's a travel. They get hold over there, too.
Listen,
they
thank the law for the coronavirus.
Honestly, I ain't holding my breath for the handcuffs. I mean, I've been about this region too long. I never heard about nobody get locked up yet in my time. I mean, people have been locked up, but not in my time.
And in closing, I want to make the point, Peter, because I hear the Trinidadian woman call all the time for the
She ain't gonna call today, though.
No, she ain't gonna call today. She listened first to who can start the program, and then
she's frightened for me for some reason. So
she's
I'm saying that in a way to be deliberately provocative, because I want her to hear that I feel she's frightened for me.
She's picking fights like everybody. What I want to tell her to you this morning. Is that the origin report spoke about the consultants and the level, the type of money that was paid to consultants under the Democratic Labour Party, because that she believed that Morley should chase away all of the consultants that she got, right? And when they had 1,012, nobody chased away them, when they get the chance to do that, cause eyebrows to be raised in this country. All of a sudden, now she wants ministers to go on the cabinet too big. But the origin spoke about $2.75 million, that big too, Peter.
Patrick, thanks a lot for calling. We're going to run 434-1790. You can also email me at peter.w.wickham@gmail.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing? Oh, wait. Before you go, statues. I forgot, Busser. I mentioned buses. So I think the count in terms of national statues would now be 6, with those being Bassa, Cigar Field, Sobers, Adams, and the statue in St. Thomas, which I forget the name of the village in St. Thomas, and then Nelson, right? So that's 6, I believe. Okay? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, first time caller.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm concerned about a number of things. Mm-hmm. I support the guy that came in and talked about the, give us the information on Trafalgar Square and the history on it, so a lot of people stop pushing that up in the face and put it, which part should be in the museum is right. On the other hand, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a good effort in the sense of trying to support what's happening in America, but it's a bit unruly in the form of management. Mm-hmm. If you have a period of time for doing something and you have used up that time, you should not be making a noise because you didn't get extra time. I think it's unnecessary. And furthermore, the whole significance of what they're doing is being tampered with regard to the COVID-19 and the no respect for the distance between one another, et cetera, et cetera. I would not support another walk because of the fact that they have not, in the 2 cases, even appreciated the police and their efforts to cut things under control. The other issue I want to highlight is the fact that the gas prices are not really real. There are some gas stations that have not been giving you the adequate amount of gas to support the fact that we have had a drop in prices. These are things that we need to look into and find out what's happening in those areas.
All right. What's your view on the situation? You say you don't support the protest. So do you think Nelson should stay or go?
I do support. No, I don't think Nelson should stay where it is.
You think he should go?
I think he should go to the museum.
You like the museum option as opposed to the Carenage option.
Somebody who has done something about this that young people can learn a little more about the country and the Caribbean and so on, so that we can have more information being shared and discussed when we have proper discussions on issues.
Okay, but that's a reasonable point. Do you think that we have issues in Barbados of the Black Lives Matter nature that need to be dealt with as well?
We do have small...
Small issues?
I wouldn't try to think, but it's not as big or significant as what's happened in America. We do have little areas of bad police behavior.
You call it little areas?
Well, I say so because I'm not really that much attached to those kind of negatives.
A life is a life.
I agree. Hey. But at the same time, you brought some points this morning that I wasn't even aware of. But I want to go on that because I don't want to carry it down the wrong road.
No. Carry it. I mean, we're talking about information that's in the public domain. Sorry?
The one on Gerard Wellness and Lucy, we have heard a lot of things about it as people living in Barbados, but we did not know the significance of what really probably happened. But we know the young man is a person that a lot of people are very concerned about his death.
Better believe it.
On the other hand, though, I still think that although we have issues in Barbados, and there are a lot of different issues that we have that need to bring to the fore, we need to do it in a proper way and not one that's unruly to give the kind of wrong impression of where Barbados is wanting to go and not going the way it's supposed to go.
All right. Well, I haven't seen anything that conveys that impression yet, so I wouldn't worry too much, sir. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling and for giving that view. The Freedom Monument is the name of the St. Thomas statue, and I agree with the WhatsApper that I ought to refer it to it by its proper title. It's not the St. Thomas statue. It is the Rock Hall Freedom Village statue. It is the Freedom Monument. That is what it is referred to. So that would make number 6 in my count of statues that we have, national statues in Barbados. Down to brass tacks, good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air, 4341790. Up. We have one of Sir Frank Walcott. My apologies. So we're down to 7. Yeah, my brain and these statues. So this is useful. I have a list being compiled, and I appreciate the comments of Justin and others online who've reminding me that we really now have 7, which is not, I didn't include Sir Frank Walcott, so he brings it tally to 7. Good morning and welcome, sir. Sorry.
Sturikam, good morning to you.
Hey, morning. How are you doing? This is Mark, well, Uncle Mark.
It is Uncle Mark.
How are you doing,
and,
sir?
And I want to level with this discussion, and I hope that I'll be given an opportunity.
You always are.
It's a known fact, as far as Nelson is concerned, and it's in the minutes, it's an answer of what was said when the last discussion of Nelson came up. When it was said that It should be auctioned and sold, like how the London Bridge was sold, and the money from the auction be given to build houses in Barbados for people. I have since changed my understanding, and I want to say this. If Nelson should go, there are several other things in this country, Mr. Wickham, that needs to go, and I'm going to name them, right? For example, we need to move, listen carefully, this idea of the throne speech. We need to move the situation as far as the stained glass of Parliament, the stained glass windows of Parliament, of all the white people who did, all the people who did wrong as well, just as much wrong as Nelson. We need to remove the two monuments.
Who is in the stained glass windows? I always do our characters, I didn't realize it, they had names and things. Who are the people?
You should know.
But I know I should, but I don't. So I'm just asking you to help me.
There's a whole set of people just there.
Like who so? I don't know. I didn't realize that they were actually real people. I just thought they were stained glass windows. They went to St. Michael's Cathedral.
They represent various leaders.
Like who, Mark?
Through the years.
Who? Like who so?
Peter, I had to get an electric thing. You could check and the people will call.
No, but I'm saying that if you're going to edify me, you're a younger, I'm a younger person, you're an older person. If you're going to edify me.
It's a little to what I'm saying. Before Nelson is moved, we're going to repeat it. Before Nelson is moved, the throne speech should be changed. All those politicians that canvass in Bank Hall, Queen Mary Road, King William Road, Princess Road, all those politicians should be making demand for the renaming of those areas. As far as the city is concerned, the parliamentary representative of the city should be at least arguing that Nelson should come down, that down by VTI building should be named after Ernest Dighton Motley.
About Nelson Street?
Hold on, Nelson Street? Nelson Street should remain for those persons who are super fat, love Nelson Street.
Wait, we should put the statue in Nelson Street?
No.
I think he could keep watch over the activities that take place there in the still of the night.
Peter, let's get serious. No, let's talk.
I'm very serious. If the best place for Nelson is in Nelson Street.
I'm saying that there's some areas in this town that need to be looked at first.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that there's a building at Lower Broad Street, which was known as the City Council, mm-hmm. that a lot of work was done in there under the name of the City Council, and that Jubilee Gardens was at least rebuilt. And I'm saying that a statue now you're identifying with Barbadians, a statue of the late Ernest Dighton Motley should be placed there and the building on the other side named after that. I'm also saying that the two monuments at the top of the garrison should be removed. If we want to identify with a true Barbados and we want to identify with a true feeling of identity, a lot of the young Barbadians who want to know something about the black history of Barbados, who want to know who have made a contribution to this country, really and truly, they're not getting it. So when you come and talk about moving Nelson, you must understand that this isn't only Nelson you've got to move. You've got to do several things. And I named them the Bank Hall, Queen Mary Road. I named the two monuments at the bottom at the top and bottom of the garrison. I also named the fact that somewhere along the line that Nelson can be moved. Nelson can be auctioned, and Nelson can serve the purpose of all the years that he was there to do a program of housing for Barbadians who need housing. But this idea of every year you're projecting a moving of Nelson, and the things that are important to this country that should by now be moved, even under Barrett's time, even under the former government time, I'm of the opinion that all the politicians who canvass in areas where they question the names should be telling the people, well, look, when I'm elected, one of the things I'm going to do is to make sure that this whole area changed, that this name that is given should be removed. And this would work. I'm of the opinion that Ernest Dighton Motley have been neglected.
Okay.
He have been neglected because when you look at the...
You're building a whole player park in Bridgetown. You don't think that would be a good thing to name after?
No. I am saying that when
the player park is interestingly because the player park is halfway between the town hall building and the park. Remember, he set up a feeding place in the park.
you know, Marley's life was more than a park, right?
It is a central location, and I mean, you can start there with something, and then maybe you could put a statue of him there too if you want.
You could rename Kensington Lodge too. You could rename Bay Street too. The highway to Bay Street. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is that we have to identify with Barbados. We have to understand fully that we cannot continue.
And I am supporting that entirely. I feel that we have started on a journey that has helped us to do several things. It took us a long time to rename Trafalgar Square Hero Square, but we did it. We now have more institutions and buildings and roundabouts named after people than we have ever before, and the process is continuing. What name you putting on the overpass out by CBC?
The name you putting on the overpass already there. Hamilton last year pass over. Hamilton last year walk over.
I don't like the idea of it being called a passover. Because that has religious implications. No, and you can't call it a walkover neither, because you're suggesting that Hammy is something that he's not.
Let me show you. When you take Trafalgar Square or, as said by my friend Riggins, Parliament Square, you realize what has happened, that they've turned around, Nelson, to look at what we can consider to be the monument. The monument that has all the names of all people that get murdered, get destroyed in the World War.
Okay.
So Nelson is serving a purpose. None of them can get rid.
Mm-hmm.
None of them can move. So my argument is that you shouldn't have Nelson there and have what he considered to be a monument that represents people, Barbadians who fought in the World War, that you can't even recognize the names, that somewhere along the monument is not properly kept. So let me say this clearly. I am in favor of selling Nelson at auction to bring in money. I am also in favor that before we do this, we consider a plan that all the parliamentarians who have been elected to represent areas that carry royal names ask that they be removed. That instead of telling me that somewhere along the line that you are neglecting Ernest Dighton Morning for some spite reason, I don't know what it could be, that somewhere along the line that right there in the place I've called earlier, there should be named a statue of Ernest Dighton Morley.
But Uncle Mark, how can you say that he's being ignored when his granddaughter is Prime Minister of Barbados?
Well, no, she got time.
Who better person? What better person to deal with his legacy than his granddaughter herself?
This is not the first time the Barbados Labour Party is ruling.
Yeah, but this is the first time his granddaughter was Prime Minister.
Well, Lord, she will get it done. But I'm saying that instead we're all confusing these ladies that we're moving Nelson.
His son was a member of Parliament years ago. I want to chase you away. So
1972, he made the move.
But listen, he moved or he was pushed?
No, he wasn't pushing and stumbled. He made
I never really understood that move. So.
But listen to what I'm saying. I'm serious now.
I'm serious too.
There was a Barbados Labour Party government in power under a man, you know, short man.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a total respect due for Ernest Dighton Morley, that was the time that tribute should have been paid to Ernest, because he spent a lot of money in BTA. BTA developed all over the place. And in the interest of that, names should be coming along at the same. So I'm saying that don't say that the lady will not name after grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact remains fully that we can't talk about places that really are important. We have to be calling on the lady to say this. Look, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get a chance to name, put the statue in Jubilee Gardens for your father. Grandfather, they don't get a chance to name the building across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can't afford to name it.
Uncle Mark, all I can say to you is that I don't have a difficulty, because I believe that Edie Motley, a.k.a. Rugged Motley, has a right to be immortalized in some way in Bridgetown. And I like the idea of it being done in Bridgetown and not anywhere else. Or maybe in Eagle Hall, out by where you are, because I think that's where he lived. But I think the more important point that has to be made, though, is that if it is done now by his granddaughter, it will be controversial. And I will rely on you. I will rely on you. I'm finishing the sentence. I will rely on you to give her all the support that is necessary when the anticipated criticism is forthcoming.
Let me get this clear with a man called Peter Wickham, right? Peter Wickham, I stand by my words, right? I live by my words. I have not said this. This is not the first time I've said that there should be a statue. I am serious. This fight that going on now about Nelson and Black Lives Matter is not important to the education policy of Barbados. For young black students of Bayesian origin to know exactly who is who, take the James Tudor roundabout. The James Tudor roundabout at the top of Warwick Street. It looked so bad. A ball was placed in that for the World Cup. The ball's still there. Mm-hmm. The ball's still there. Nothing has been done. Mm-hmm. Take the same Jubilee Gardens. Many times they come and they fight on this area for the better upkeep of Jubilee Gardens. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that somewhere along the line, we need to stop looking at little frivolous things. Mm-hmm. Lord Nelson can stop there, and he can stop there, and every time that can be a hideout, as far as we're concerned, we're not going after the real issues. Mm-hmm. Stop worrying about Lord Nelson. The day can come when you only can get taken down, you can get pulled down.
All right, Uncle Mark. Somebody is reminding me that the name is the Hamitalashe Crossover, not Passover and not Walkover. It is the Hamila Crossover. That is the appropriate title that should be given to the walkover. How you like that?
That signifies the importance of the man.
the cross, not. All right, thanks a lot for calling, sir. It was good chatting with you. We'll talk again. I have a nice WhatsApp message here from a white Barbadian. He says, Peter, my take on Nelson as a white Barbadian, I don't think any white Bajans really care one way or the other about what happens with Nelson, other than perhaps the cost of moving it. I think it should be moved to a museum or sold. We forget that these statues are artworks and have a monetary value, so to dump it in the sea just seems silly. On another note, I've always felt that Hero Square is a joke. It's an area that's not pleasant to visit. Taxis, traffic, and of course, Ninja Man. Name it back Parliament Square and rename Queen's Park to National Heroes Park. Just that location is better, and it is more conducive to celebrating national heroes. And I thought that was an interesting perspective on a person who is not only, from a person who is not only a white Barbadian, but also an artist. I remember a conversation I had, very animated, many years ago at the Barbados Community College with a set of fine arts students, many of whom were white also. And they were expressing views on the concern about the artistic quality of Nelson as a statue, and they expressed a similar view that they thought that the idea of moving him is fine, but certainly the idea of dumping him in the sea and making him part of a natural reef, as is being suggested by one of the WhatsAppers, would be unfortunate because there is an artistic beauty of a statue like that which can perhaps be celebrated or reflected upon in another place like a museum. Donna Brastax, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Alvin?
No, this is Alvin. This is your friend, Wendell, calendar man.
Oh, hey, Wendell. I didn't realize you were my friend.
You forget?
That's an interesting statement.
Huh? You forget being my secretary?
You probably called... Yeah, but I was your secretary on the board, but I don't necessarily mean it was your friend.
But we didn't learn together. I didn't drop you how many times?
Yeah. All right.
Huh?
You are calling for David, or you are calling for me? You are calling for David Ellis.
David is my friend too. I do work in his kitchen too. Okay. On King Barbadian. So I don't try to disown me now because of whatever reason. Anyway, Peter, I call.
You're still active in politics?
Why you like to know through a business stomach?
But of course, but I'm a political scientist. We work. That's my business. Politics is my business. So I am anxious to know if you are still active in politics.
Where are you going to write this book? No, if you're going to write a book, I'd be active because I would help you with the book that you want to write.
Okay.
I'm helping through the right books, though.
I see.
Anyway, you can check with me because you're talking a lot by actually writing the books, yeah?
Who you helping write? Sandy?
No, Sandy got his books already, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Sandy got 2 books already, you forgot?
All right, fair enough. You helping Stuart write one?
He ain't write one yet, but I'm sure he's going to write one.
He can get there. He has a lot of time on his hands now to reflect, so...
No, he will write one. He's one of those kind of people that will write one. And I'm not talking about his business, but I believe he has started.
Oh, he's started?
Any help he wants from me, he will get.
Good. I will be the first person in line to buy a copy or read it.
Okay, but I will make sure you expedite it. All right, Peter? Mm. Anyway, Peter, this seems to have been a pretty good morning. But I then think that my friend Mark, who he also brought some fun to it, because to think of auctioning Nelson to provide money for housing, which, as you know, hits at the basics of the Maslow's hierarchy, where we think that everything is about food, shelter, and clothing. Everything is not about that. There are higher order things in life. And I'm not going to dabble in that. But I want to say that I personally feel that Nelson could be placed in the museum. He's of historic value. And this idea of being so iconoclastic that you want to throw him in the sea is really that it does not speak well for the spirit of the real Barbadian. I think, however, that what we're really talking about is making Barbados a republic. And I know there was consideration. They had a committee meeting with that, and we were looking at making Barbados a republic. But my research shows that after we started to look at the World Cup, all thoughts of making Barbados a republic went through the window. Because if you make Barbados a republic, then all those things, Royal Police Band, Royal Police Force, and Queen's Park could probably go by the wayside automatically. But as for changing the names of the roads in the Bank Hall area, I think we're going too far there. I mean, we're going too far, because that is all part of our history. But there are certain things that would have to change if we become a republic. And for anybody to poo-poo the idea that these protests about Black Lives Matter, which have been going on in all these cities, well, major cities around the world, and every state of the United States, to poo-poo it and not understand that it has reached a point where people have now seen that, despite the fact we've all have all these children relating to blacks, that the process has not been totally fulfilled, and we need to look at that. Things like police brutality, things like being unfair because you're black, need to be looked at. And even in Barbados, we're talking about the principle of having justice for all. Whether you come from Nelson Street or the Orleans, or you come from Sandy Lane, you deserve the same treatment. Whether you went to school at Combermere, or you went to school at Foundation, or the Garrison, you deserve the same treatment. These are some of the issues that we need to look at. But I want to also talk about the point you were making earlier about the Democratic Labour Party and its failure to name candidates.
Before you get into that, let me just say that it certainly appears as though we are on the same path where that issue is concerned. The fundamental principle of equality and fairness and equal treatment is at the root of my concerns with the whole Black Lives Matter issue, and you seem to be saying the same thing. So right. I suspect that this is where our agreement is going to end, because you're venturing into an area now where I know that you and I would disagree. So I just thought it was important that we record record the positive.
You're bringing David's name. Let me call you David now.
You know, that's no problem. Because it's Monday, so you're thinking David, that's why. So that's no problem. Right, so that's it. So let's get that out of the way and let's go to the politics. Let me hear about the DLP now.
No, I've called the DLP name, because I'm dealing with the principle of nominations. And even the process of nominations have been the subject of much discussion over the years. Because ideally what should happen in a democratic country is that you can go through a process of having what we call nominations at the branch level, and even that they do not have the rules in place to prevent for passing the list and all of those kinds of things. But if it were done properly with proper rules, then any boy or girl on the street past 21 could have a chance to run. You present yourself, you get the most votes, you run. So unless there's something in the law that prevents you from qualifying to be a member of parliament, you should be allowed. But that doesn't really happen, because sometimes you have a case where there's a lot of infiltration and interference at that level. And then there are times, too, where people are picked, hand-picked for a particular constituency, And then the powers that be will call around all other contenders and tell them to drop out. And that is not good. That happens. And then you have a case where sometimes they wait until the last minute to pick candidates. And they're the rule that once there's an emergency situation, that the National Council, whatever the name of it may be, the General Council, like in the case of DRB, will then sometimes be forced to make a decision by bringing the relevant names before the group. And it could be the person whom the leader favors. I have seen this before. Were you at the eve of the election? I mean, in the 1994 situation, where elections were called earlier than normally expected, there were cases where people were just picked at the last minute because they couldn't go through their nomination process. So what I'm saying to you is that in the case now where you keep saying that they have not had a nomination yet, they haven't, there are reasons for these things, and we are 2 years out. And by the way, if you check back the history of these nominations, you will see that a lot of people are picked around year three. Some are not even picked at three and a half years, as I can give you examples here. I have one or two examples here. You remember that when Stephen Lashley was picked, it was last minute virtually, and he beat Joe Edgerton, who was around for a long time. You could also remember that Johnny Tudor, in 1991, was picked on the same day of the nomination when Don Blackman dropped out. So what I'm saying to you is that you're asking a question, but I'm saying look back at the history of it. You can see there are a lot of precedents for delaying the picking of candidates, and perhaps you need to lay a little low on that one based on the history of it. Also based on the circumstances, we've had a total wipeout of your group, and there needs to be a lot of reflection to see the direction you're going in, new people that you need to groom. There are so many things that need to be done. So only time will tell.
Well, I hope they reflect.
To make that kind of point.
They need to reflect long and hard, and I would encourage them to continue their reflection right up until 2025. And perhaps when the election comes, if they're not ready, then they can continue reflecting even further.
Peter.
Yes, sir.
You push yourself too much into these things.
But that's my role. I'm a protagonist. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's you like that. But only time sometimes determines these things, right?
Only what?
Time sometimes determines things can happen to make everything go here. Well, you never know in life. Mm-hmm. You never know. Who would have thought that Sandy first would have called the election in 1993. Nobody was thinking about that. And that made
back. You know, they have often said that one good turn deserves another. There's another phrase that we can use. One political flogging may deserve a second. So the process of reflection is important, I would say continue reflecting, reflect, and reflect as much as you need to. And if you reflect on a flogging a second time, then you'll be so flogged. Yes, sir.
You never know what can happen in life. So
I drew you, nothing input down. So
things that are uncertain, things that are unprecedented, things that are unexpected to happen. So, haven't been involved in elections. People come to me, I don't ever boast about winning anything because you never know.
But you only win once? How much times you win?
But I have been around people that have won.
But you only win once, so you can't boast because you win.
Peter, I'm not talking about myself.
You went in a article cocktails.
Peter, I'm not talking about myself.
Okay.
What are you trying to get at? You want me to say something I shouldn't be saying? No. At least I had the heart to try to be a candidate.
Well, that ain't a problem. But everybody know that I did not have the heart nor the intestinal fortitude.
To be a candidate.
I did not. That's right.
You didn't have the heart to
do it. I didn't have the intestinal fortitude. I was weak.
A candidate, Peter.
Me? A fool? With DLP?
You wanted to be a candidate, Peter.
Oh.
You invite me out like this.
I didn't want to be a lawyer, too.
Huh?
I didn't want to be a lawyer too. And when I was at primary school, I wanted to be a fire engine. Not a fireman, a fire engine. Yeah. That's what I wanted to be. So the fact that I didn't want to be a candidate at some stage in my life ain't a problem because all of us go through periods of time where we want to be all kinds of things. I wanted to be a fire engine too, and I never became one.
You didn't even know how.
Right. But I didn't know to be a fire engine either.
What are you picking at me for?
So doing nothing. But I'm glad you went. It's just that you saying that you don't wobble tell nobody that you win. And they say you can't necessarily do that because you ain't once. So in a situation where you are exactly a guru when it comes to winning, I have never tried. So I don't know. Maybe I would have been successful. Maybe not. But I prefer to stay in my lane, and my lane is the political advice and consulting. I've done a little better at that than most, and I'm good with that. So I'm leaving the running to persons like yourself. But I'm just saying that when we're talking about running, you got to be fair and honest and say, look, you know, if you run about 3 or 4 times and get beat most times, you know, you're not exactly the guru where winning is concerned. That's fair?
You know that. There was a man called L.B. Buffett. That lost a number of times in Christchurch and then it went down to St. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
So that's where you're going next time?
What's that?
That's where you're going next time?
No, Peter, don't be ridiculous. I want you to go somewhere. You got a lot of
but I ain't going nowhere, I told you.
I want you to go somewhere.
Listen, the next place I'm going to go is to France. So I'm not going anywhere. Politics is not for me. I have made my decision. I am not going to be a lawyer, I'm not going to be a fire engine, and I'm not going to be a politician. Those three things I'm relatively sure of. What I am is a political consultant, and I will continue so to be, and a talk show host in between. All right? Wendell, thanks a lot for calling. It was good chatting. We're going to have to run.